Because here we have a fascinating Gemara, like we were saying before. The bulk of Hilchos Purim, the bulk of the halachic sugyas in Masechta that are about Purim, the bulk of the halachas in Turim Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam are about Megillah. We'll spend the next couple of minutes exploring one of the other mitzvahs of Purim. Hopefully have a chance to see halacha l'maisa, and the lumdus of that halacha, which will bring us hopefully to hashkafa l'maisa, to machshava l'maisa as well. So let's get started. The Mishnah in Vav Amud Beis in Megillah mentions the term Matanos Avyonim, and that becomes the Pisgah, the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph, you have in front of you, that gets the Gemara started on the discussion of the other three mitzvahs of Purim. Beginning with Matanos Avyonim, and then to Mishloach Manos, and finally to Suda. We're going to focus predominantly on Mishloach Manos right now. Matanos Avyonim, the Gemara says, Tanya Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, the Amora recited a Braisa, a Medrash, that comments on the pasuk in Perek Tes. Perek Tes, the last large perek in Megillah, pivots at a certain point from telling the story of Mordechai and Esther and Haman to speaking about the dinim, speaking about the writing of the Megillah. It's self-referential, and also speaking about the various stages of the development of the Yom Tov Purim. First is the grassroots, what Jews were doing, and then Chazal came in and were koveya, legislate, midrabban, and Yom Tov Purim, particular mitzvahs. So the midrashay halacha are medayik in those psukim. You can derive dinim, the details of the dinim of Purim, from reading those psukim slowly and carefully. Mishloach manos ish l'rehehu matanos ha'ev yonim. So the Rav Yosef recited a braisa, midrash halacha, Mishloach manos ishrayehu, sending manos, someone to his friend, shtei manos le'ishachad, sending two manos to one person. Mishloach manos, plural, ishrayehu, reyehu, singular. Matanos, evyonim, they're both plural. So that's shtei matanos, l'shnei b'nei adam, one present each to two different poor people. So Mishloach manos, you don't say just by giving to one person, you got to give him two manos. Want to give to more people, it's not a problem. But your Yotzei once, or call Marbury is a Meshubach. But your Yotzei, if you give two manos to one person, Matanos Avyonim, we've got to find at least two Avyonim. Each one gets one Matana each. Seems pretty straightforward, but then the Gemara tells one or two stories, a question.
In terms of Lashon's Matanos Avyonim,
yeah.
How could it have been different if the Gemara was trying to say it's really two to two people? Really, like, how do you know that's...
That's a good point. That's a good point. The truth is, let me press that. Maybe it really means two matanos each to two people. And let's say we want to say three manos to one person. What would we have had to have said? Right? Miud Rabim Shnayim. Whenever you have a plural, so that means at least two. It doesn't have to mean only two. But the assumption is that if the pasuk meant to indicate three or four or five, you would say so. And that not only the minimum, but also the default interpretation of a plural is two. So if you want to say two matanos each to two people for a total of four matanos, it would have to have been an extra word or two. Just saying matanos avyonim means just a total of two matanos, a total of two avyonim obviously means one to one. It looks like we're about to be the kind of other mitzvahs of Purim as well. We'll see what happens.
And two doesn't fit that rule. It's still two to two.
Right.
No, total is four, but still need the minimum.
Well, okay, but you have no raya that's more. Look, Matanos also mean five. You have no raya that it's more. Wow, we're already moving beyond Purim. Son of Yerushalayim. Yeah. So there's richness and complexity to every aspect of Purim. The Simcha of Purim, including the Simcha of Purim, as expressed in Mishloach Manos. Let's take a look. Yeah, question.
Is the point to help people out
of
the
Suda,
or is it to just an idea of Suda that we have to do on the
front? Let's reserve judgment for now. Let's see a little more of the Sugya, because what you're seeing, Matanos Avyonim, may be pregnant in Mishloach Manos. So let's take a look. The Gemara tells, again, if you would just stop here after Yosef's Raisa, it seems pretty straightforward. But the Gemara begins to tell stories. And the post complained that these stories aren't scam, just stories of people giving Mishloach Manos. They're stories that are teaching you dinim about Mishloach Manos. First, the Gemara tells the story of Yehuda Nesi'ah, Shodaleler of Oshaya Atma de Igla Tilsa. He gave him a side of veal, a significant slab of veal, of Igla Tilsa. It's Igla Tilsa is a third. Rashi here and elsewhere also sometimes will translate the Igla Tilsa, but sometimes the exceptionally choice meat. The Rashi translates Shlishi Labeten. This is the third child of its mother. The assumption was that that was particularly good meat. I don't know what that says about birth order in, among humans, but the assumption was that among calves, the third child was assumed to be the choicest meat. So he sent him a very nice cut of meat and garbet the chamer and a bottle or a barrel of wine. Shalach lei, he sends him back. Now, what does he say? Shalach lei, kiyamta bar rabbeinu v'shalach maaz eshreyu. You are Mekayim Mishloach Manos. Okay, that seems pretty straightforward. Where's the Chiddush in that? Now you see already there's some Girsa issue. You see, Umatari, you Mekayim Mishloach Manos, you say, Umatari Zav Yonim. But the Bach and the Gra both jump in and say, no, those last two words don't belong there. Rashi, they point to, the top Rashi, Hey Gimel, stands for Hachi Girsa. Here's the proper Girsa. No, you're Mekayim Mishloach Manos. Da'atrei Manos Eker. You sent me two manos, meat and wine. And then there's a mysterious Rashi. Hoda Shalach Le'ihu Lo Garsiyin Le'acha. He then sent him, dot, 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 does not belong here. Maybe in a later story, which already gives you, whenever you see Hachi Garsiyin, it means, obviously, there's another Girsa out there. And Rashi's giving you more hints. So some other Girsa that has another leg to the story. Now, thinking, we'll get to the other gears in a moment. You think about Rashi, so what happens to the story? He sends him meat and wine, and he replies, Shkayach, you're Mekayim Mishloach Manos. He's left a little bit of a head scratch, like, no doubt that story has happened millions of times in Jewish history. Someone sends someone else, we meet and wine, and was there by Mekayim Mishloach Manos. What's the Chiddush? So you look at Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel has a different girsa. The Rebbeim of Zion went off. Rabbi Yehuda Nisya Shalach Rav Hoshaya Yerach Shal Egel Shlishi Labeten. Okay, sends him a choice piece of veal, the kan kan yain, a bottle of wine. Shalach le kiyamta banu Rabbeinu umatanos leev yonim. You mekam matanos leev yonim, not mishloach man. That was only matanos leev yonim. Well. So then, he sends him, in the Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa, he sends him another package with meat and three bottles of wine. Now he says, now you're Mekayim Mishloach Manos. That's interesting. So now there's something going on in the story, and now there's a rule about Mishloach Manos, he wasn't Mekayim the first time. So what rule was he not Mekayim? So the Ritva quotes this girsa, and the Ritva says, Yehuda Nisiyah, leader of Klal Yisrael, and apparently a reasonably financially comfortable individual, all you give is one piece of meat and one bottle of wine, that's it. It's not matim. And that seems to kind of, I don't think the Ritva points this out, but that's also the message, certainly, of the next piece of Gemara. And Rabba Shadrilei Lamari Barmar B'yad Abaye Malitaska de Kashva Malikasa Kimcha Davshuna. Rabba gives Abaye a package to deliver to Mari Barmar for Mishloach Manos. So what is it? A bag of dates and a container of toasted flour. This brings us back to the sugya of Kimcha Dechiti. So he sent him granola. He sent him dates and toasted wheat. So the response was, Abaye says, Hashta Omar Mari, I'm going to deliver this. Mari's going to say, you became, if the farmer becomes a king, he doesn't take the basket of the feed basket off of his neck. Once upon a time, you were Rabbi was a fellow learning Kol, but now you're the Rosh Yeshiva. It doesn't pass. You can just send him some granola. And then there's some back and forth. Mari Barmar sends in return some ginger and some pepper. Abaye says, I understand. He sent you something sweet. You're sending him something sharp. What's that story teaching? So what the story teaching is that Although it's true that Mishloach Malos Ishrei Shtei Matanos Le'ish Echad, part of the definition of what qualifies as a matana is something that fits you. It has to be Mechubad. So that's how the Ritva understands the previous Gemara also. If you're in the Siyah, all you send is a package of jerky and a small bottle of wine. So then he sends him more. Another piece of meat, more package of jerky, a slab of meat, but still, sends him another slab of meat and another three bottles of wine. Ah, that's already Mechubad. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, though, Rabbeinu Chananel himself seems to have a different twist. What was wrong the first time? It was Matanos Levyonim. Apparently, Rabbi Shaya was a poor man, so certainly Matanos Levyonim, but not Mishloach Manos was. Rabbi Tzvah says not Mishloach Manos because it wasn't significant enough given who the sender was. Rabbeinu Chananel says, Matanos Levyonim, Kaloma, Nesinev Levyonim, Nesatuli, Mana Achas. Matanos Levyonim is one mana per ani. You only gave me one mana. Only gave him one mana. Well, he gave him meat and he gave him wine. And what happens the next time? He gives another piece of meat, another three bottles of wine. So that's mystery number one how was Rabbi Yehuda Nisiyah's Matanos Levyonim according to Rabbeinu Chananel? Just one mana. And then let's skip down. A lot of fascinating gemaras about food here. But we'll be sensitive to time. Abaye bar Avin, Rechina bar Avin. These two Amoraim, hard to know if they were brothers, sons of the same man named Avin, or sons of two different men named Avin. But these two Amoraim, Machlefi Su'dosayu Lahadadi, they would swap Su'dos with one another. This is the last in the Gemara's about Mishloach Manos, and the Gemara's are talking about Sudas Purim, Mechayvin Shavasume, and so on and so forth. So you look in the Rashi. Rashi says, what do you mean they swapped Seudos? Ze ochel and ze bepurim shal shanazu, uvishniya so'ed chaveiro imo. One year, in the odd years, Rebchia ate by Abaye. In the even years, Abaye ate by Rebchia. And therefore, how do you Mekayim Mishloach Manos? I give you Mishloach Manos 1 year, you give Mishloach Manos the next year. If you look at the Ran says, no, it means Machlat Yisudasayu means they couldn't afford to both, they didn't have enough money to have their own Suda and to also afford some food to give to someone else. Just consider for a moment the degree of poverty. So what do? They would each make a Suda and then give it to the other one. So you're Mekayim Mishloach Manos by giving him food, and then you ate the food he gave you, and there was your Sudas Purim. That's what the Ran says. Who else says that? Which other earlier Rishon Reis says like the Ran? The Rambam, very good. And the Rambam says it's Beferish. In Einlo, he makes it clear. It's a question of poverty. In Einlo, if you can't afford both Mishloach Manos and Sudas Purim, the Rambam writes in Einlo. Okay. The end of Halacha Tezvav. In Einlo, Machlefin Chaveiro, Zeh Shalecho, Zeh Sudaso. If you can't afford Mishloach Manos, so give him your Suda. He'll give you his Suda. And it's a double duty. So that we understand. Left wondering a little bit what's Rashi thinking. Rashi says they didn't swap every year. In 1 year I invite you, the next year you invite me. And therefore, what is that? Din of Sudas Purim? So what's the point? You should have people over so it's hard to understand. Is that because, again, this Gemara is at the border, at the end of the Mishloach Manos Gemara, is beginning of the Sudas Purim Gemara. So maybe Rashi thinks it's beginning of the Sudas Purim Gemara, but then what's the Chiddush? If it's the end of the Mishloach Manos Gemara, that means I only give you Mishloach Manos every other year. So how does that work? That's question number two. And with that, so again, so looking at the Gemara, we already have two questions. We're struggling a little bit to understand the top Gemara. What's the Chiddush that you are Mekayim Mishloach Manos with meat and wine? And what's Rabbeinu Chananel's for Rashi? Rabbeinu Chananel is saying, you weren't Yotze because there's only one mana. Why is that one mana? You have meat and wine. What's missing? Which one of those is not a mana? So take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at Siv Dalin. The Shulchan Aruch is paraphrasing the Rambam. Chayiv to send to another Jew two portions of meat or two types of food. The Rambam wrote Shnei Minei Tavshil or Shnei Minei Ochlin. Shnei Minei Tavshil Ishrei Ehu. Shnei Matanos L'Ishecha. Chalamarber L'Shloach L'Rei Meshubach. You want to send more than the minimum? Avada good. Chalamarber Reizim Meshubach. It's not only Pesach, it's Purim too. Inain lo, if on the other hand, if you can afford to give more than the bare minimum, give all of it. If you can afford just the bare minimum, so give the bare minimum. If you cannot even afford the bare minimum, so here the Shulchan Aruch goes, inain lo, machlefim chaveiro. Zeh sholech lezeh sudasov, zeh sholech lezeh sudasov, kedei lekayeh mishloch manos ish l're'ehu. Okay. And let's read for now just the first line of the Ramah. Hagah, Ramah has a lot to say here. We'll get to some more of the Ramah in a couple of minutes. Hagah, v'yesh l'shloach manos, b'yom v'lo b'alayla. Mishloach manos is a mitzvah b'yom. Like Sudas Purim, that's the Gemara later on Daf Zayin Amadeis. The Gemara says that you're not Yotze if you have a Sudas Purim b'alayla. Back on Zayin Amadeis, a couple lines down, in the midst of the Sudas Purim, Gemara's, after discussion of drinking, Amar Rava, the little letter Gimel, Sudas Purim Shachol Balayla Lo Yotze Dechavoso. You're not Yotze with the Sudas Balayla. You can't just eat. This year Motzoi Shabbos. You're gonna sit down Matzah Shabbos and have a beautiful Suda with. You're gonna wash and Basar and Yain. You're not Yotze. Sudas Purim has to be by Yom. Mikra Megillah is Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. There was a sheet of one Rishon, the Rav Yah, one of the early German Rishonim. He thought. And the Gemara just means it's not enough to have a Suda Balayla, you have to have a Suda Bayom also. But that's not what's commonly assumed in Shulchan Aruch. We assume that earlier in Sif Aleph, not our focus right now, Ramah says it's beautiful to have some Rivui Simcha Balayla also, eat something nice, maybe have a Mesiba Yeshiva, but the actual mitzvah of Suda Purim is Bayom, and that is true for Ramah tells it for Mishloach Manos as well. So he's already introducing another angle here, which is the angle of timing that we'll come back to soon. We haven't yet thought about the timing of Mishloach Manos. The Ramah is really saying, make sure your Mishloach Manos happens during the day. Matan Sevyona, Mishloach Manos, Sudas Purim, during the day, Mikra Megillah, night and day. But let's get back, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to offer us in exploring the language of the Shulchan Aruch himself, the Mechaber, in the block print. The Mechaber had given examples based on the Rambam of basar or other food. Where did the Rambam, by the way, get those examples from? Our Gemara, right? Our Gemara spoke about basar and about other foods, the granola, the toasted grain and the dates, and they spoke about the peppers and so forth, the pepper and the ginger. Notice anything that does not appear in the Rambam that did appear in the Gemara as an example of a mana? What item did the Gemara mention in its examples of Mishloach Manos that did not make it into the Rambam or Shulchan Aruch? Rambam speaks about Basar and Ochlin. The Rambam speaks slightly more broadly about Basar, Tavshil and Ochlin. Wine. Where is wine? Everything is food. To take a look at the very good. Very good. Shkoyach Yehudas. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Chaf. I'm sorry the copy got a little bit... A little bit blurry. No, the copy that you have is clear. Mine ochlin v'lo begadim v'sharei dvarim. But you can't give clothing. That's interesting. We didn't even think of that. Giving clothing. V'hu adin, by the other hand, Mishnah Berurah says, but you are Yotzi, it has to be food. V'hu adin mashke, or drinks. D'shaper adami, that's fine too. Shtia b'chlal achila. Because drinking is in other areas of halacha. When we talk about achila, for instance, one of the five inuyim on Yom Kippur is achila. Achila includes both eating and drinking. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, after the chafav, v'chein sagi b'echad ocha v'echad mashke, or you can give one solid food and one drink. Where does that come from? Wasn't the Mishnah Berurah telling you in his own footnotes? Sharat Siyun is the Mishnah Berurah's footnotes on himself. Oz Chavav, where do you get it from that you can give a food and a drink? What does he say? The Gemara. Which Gemara? Ah, right, the Gemara. Rehuda Nesiyah, he sends meat and wine. Kiyam Tebanu, the Shlach Manos. Interesting. But the Rambam didn't say it, and the Shulchan Aruch didn't say it. Rishon says, yeah, but that's what he means. Maybe. So let's take a... But maybe not. Maybe the approach of the Sfaradi Poskim, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch, remember that strange Rabbeinu Chananel? He had said, the Ritzvah's explanation of Rabbeinu Chananel's Girsa, you weren't Miyotzim Mishalach Malos the first time, because it wasn't, you didn't give enough, it's not Matim to who you are. It's too small based on who you are. But what was the other approach? Rabbeinu Chananel said, you were Yotzim the first time because you only gave me one money. He said, what do you mean one money? He gave him meat and he gave him wine. And how did he fix it the next time? He gave him more meat and more wine, a lot more wine. Three bottles instead of one bottle. So what changed? So some suggest that Rabbeinu Chananel understands that mana means food, and drink is not a mana. Drink is something, mana means a portion of food, perhaps. You're not yotze with drinks. And that's why he said, you only gave one mana. It's very nice you gave me wine. It's a beautiful gift, but it's not Mashalach Manos. And then he gives him another slab of meat. Ah! Between the two, you gave me two pieces of meat. And that was the Rambam's first top example of Mishalach Manos, which they, Manos Shabbasar. Because Yehudin Siyah gave him meat, and then he sent him more meat. The wine was a nice added gift. That seems to be the Pashat Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rambam is all for the line of Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rambam seems to read very well. Other poskim disagree. Other poskim assume that drinks, you are yotze with drinks. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? Food and drink, you're yotze based on this Gemara. Who says you are yotze Mishalach Manos in this Gemara? Which Rishon said he was Mekan Mishalach Manos the first time? Rashi! What was the Chiddush of Rashi? Exactly that. He disagreed with the Mechanano. The Chiddush of Rashi is that you could, or to put it differently, Rashi, according to Rashi, the Chiddush of this first story, the Gemara, is that you are Yotze with both food and drink. Meat and wine does work, and that's what Mishnah Berurah is quoting. We assume like Rashi. Okay. But Mechanano, the Rambam, probably, and the Shulchan Aruch, perhaps, hold no, you're not yotze with drinks. And that already opens up an interesting question of what do you give? And that brings us back to the first line, the Mishnah Berurah Sukkan Chav, below begadim ushari dvarim. Not clothing. Clothing. Man dechar shemei. That's interesting. Can you give clothing? So the truth is, this is a quote from the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is one of the... late Ashkenazi Rishonim, the 13th, 1400s. He wrote a very, very famous Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, an important German Rav, and wrote a very, very impactful Tshuva Sefer called Trumas Hadeshin. And he has a discussion there about this question. Can you give clothing? It's a nice gift. Would you rather get potato chips? Or would you rather get a Charles Terry shirt? Were we talking about this a couple weeks? Were you talking last week? What would you rather get? Well, I'd rather get Charles Stewart shirt than a bag of potato chips. Well, that's a nice present. So, what do people give as presents? Sometimes people give food as presents. But a lot of times people give other things. Sometimes you'll bring pickles or a bottle of wine as a present, or candy. Sometimes you'll bring a dish, serving spoons, I don't know. Bring some clothing, a nice scarf, a tie, whatever. People give all sorts of things as gifts. Why? The Gemara just talks about food. Is that dafka or lav dafka? The Rambam makes it very clear. Food, meat, or cooked food, or food. Food, food, so much so maybe even drinks are excluded. So the Shmuel Hadeshin is medayik from the Rambam, that clothing is definitely excluded. Now the Shmuel Hadeshin himself seems to think that maybe drinks are included even with the Bedas HaRambam, but he says, but it's clear from the Rambam that clothing is excluded. So what's the issue? Why yes and why no? And you keep reading the Mishnah Berurah, and you see a few other interesting things. You keep reading the Mishnah Berurah, he goes on to say, Uba'in shi'a min ochel? It has to be a food? Ha'mavushal. Not only a food as opposed to clothing, it has to be a cooked, edible food. V'lo basar chai. I went to the store, and I bought a California roast, a sizable piece of meat. And I drop it off. That's my Mishalach Manos. Two of them. I give you $80 of raw meat. That's a nice gift. But Mishalach Manos, it's not. What did you say?
Can he cook it?
Ah, very good. Very good. Very good. Very good, Shai. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and Achlokas HaPoskim, if you follow the footnotes, the Bani tells you who's who. He says, Magen Avraham quotes the Maril, you're not Yotas. Oh, footnote Chav Zayin, it has to be ready to eat. Mishloach Manos means Roy Miyad Lachila. A mana means a portion of edible food. RTE, ready to eat. But then Yesh Omrim, he says, others disagree. Footnote Chav Ches says that's a Pri Chadash. Kevin Shu Shachut, V'roi Liz Vashel Miyad Shari. As Shai said, if I give you, I'm not giving you a live animal, it's geshachten, it's salted even, it's ready to be cooked. So that's what Shai would point out. And I think the Pri Chadash usually assumed to mean that, well, that it could be cooked, there's enough time, it take a few hours to get meat ready. I dropped it off in the morning, it can be ready to eat. I didn't give it to you ready to eat, but you can have it ready to eat before Purim is over. So what's the issue? You know, a lot of factors about can't be clothing, maybe it can or can't be a drink, even if it's food, it has to be edible, or else maybe at least it has to be, I have to give it to you early enough that you could get it edible by the time before Purim is done. What's the whole issue? So what really breaks it open is a line in there. I told you we'll come back to the Ramah. We had seen the first comment of the Ramah was just about timing, which we'll talk about perhaps as well. But take a look at the next line of the Ramah. This is an awkward situation. Ready for cringe? I give, not you. Bob gives Bill, Mishlav Manos. Who in a Rotzel Kablam? And Bill says, it's okay.
How about Reuben and Shimon?
I wouldn't want Reuben and Shimon to be such an awkward situation. So I'll make it Bob and Bill. Right? So Bob says to Bill, hey, Bill, I bring Mishlav Manos. He says, get out of my face. Okay. Right. Or his mocha says, it's okay, I have some. Look at my kitchen, my machine, we're overflowing here, 150 shalach manos. It's really okay, you can keep, thank you so much, you can keep it. So, two different versions, two different presentations of no. Either no, loyim et an aleph, get out of my face, angry, nasty, or in the friendliest, nicest way, it's fine, you don't have to give me. What would you say? What should be the
dinner?
The latter one. What? Am I yotzei? Yotzah, the Ramah says you're yotzei. And that's really remarkable. I'm yotzei the mitzvah. I don't know what happened. I tried. So I went to the guy's house and I tried. I was friendly. I was nice. And he slammed the door in my face. So I definitely get schar for trying. But if I tried so hard to put on tefillin one day, I tried so hard that I'm stuck in Siberia. I tried so hard to get a shofar. I tried and nothing worked. I spent weeks on it. So I get incredible schar for Avos Hashem. I was Mekayim Avos Hashem. I was investing myself in doing Avos Hashem. But I wasn't Mekayim Shofar. I'm not to be held to account for not doing that. So I own Zrachamon Apatre. And a tremendous kim in Avos Hashem. But I'm not Yotzei Shofar because I tried. I'm Yotzei Shofar if I did. So what does this mean? I tried to get Mishlach Manos, I'm Yotzei. And you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah is very kurz, he's very brief. Chav Dalad, Yatsa, Pri Chadash cholek al zeh. The Pri Chadash, one of the early Achronim, Sardi Achronim disagrees, and Ashkenazim disagree also. The Chen Hachasam Sofer b'Simen Kuf Tzarivav. In the Shuvas of the Chasam Sofer, Simen Kuf Tzarivav, Shuvah number 196, Masmal zeh. He is shocked. Atema, what does this mean? You tried. There's a kavaldi that you tried. Number one, but then find another Jew to give you Mishlach Manos to. Or if there's no other Jew in town, okay, on Mishlach Manos Patre. But how are you Yotze? So that Chasam Sofer opens up the following fascinating idea. Chasam Sofer there takes issue with the Rambam and the Trumas Hadashim, who assumed that it has to be food. Why does it have to be food? So you look back in the Rambam, we had seen this last week Sunday, a little bit. We look in the Rambam sees Mishloach Manos as an extension of Sudas Purim. Right? He says you have to have a suda. We spoke about last Sunday, and not just basar yayin, but more basar and more yayin, and another dimension of expansion of the suda beyond the regular of suda is not only is it my own suda, my table, but I participate in your suda also. I'm going to give you some food for your suda. V'chein, Rambam's language indicates that Mishloach Manos is an extension of, an expansion of Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos, I'm sorry, is an expansion of Sudas Purim. Oh, so then you understand well that I need to give you for your Suda. The mitzvah is, in what way is it an expansion of Suda? It's not enough that I eat my Suda, I have to provide for your Suda. I have to give you a full Suda. I have to give you two Manos towards your Suda. So number one, it has to be food. That's why it can't be clothes. Clothes is a nice gift, but you can't eat a tie. Can't eat a gift card. I have to give you food. That's why, going back to Shai's point, the machlok is achron, the end of Sivkat and Chaf, it has to be edible. So then yesh ladun, well, if it's not edible now, but you could cook it and have it ready in time for the end of Purim, maybe that's also good enough. But if it's not going to be ready in time to eat your suda, there's nothing to talk about. And that's why even the drinks, it's a beautiful gift, but you need manos for the su'uda. Oh, Masha Eino came. Ksam Sofer points out, he says he found some in the 1500s who disagrees. Shlomo Alkavitz, who's most famous to us as the author of L'Chadodi, wrote a sefer, a perish on the Megillah, called the Manos HaLevi. He was a Levi, and he's probably most famous for the, it's a beautiful perish, apparently. I've never seen it inside. But everyone quotes this one line in Perek Tes that the Chassam Sofer made famous, where he says, Mishloach Manos Eish L'Re'ehu. What's the point of Mishloach Manos? Come back to what you were asking before, Eli. What's the point of Mishloach Manos? Says Rosh Hashanah Al-Kavitz, it's Eish L'Re'ehu. The point is to create friendship. It's all about the mitzvah is not. And the Chassam Sofer understands that there's a fundamental machlokas between the Ram and the Trumas Desh on the one hand and the Manos HaLevi, Shlomo Alkavitz on the other hand. What's the purpose of Mishloach Manos? Is it to provide for the other frail Su'uda? Or is it a friendly gesture? Is to increase the warmth in Klal Yisrael, to be Mara Bereyes. So look, if it's a friendly gesture, so it doesn't have to be edible food. If I give you a beautiful gift, I give you a couple of nice raw roasts, you might not eat them today, but you're very touched. I give you a nice bottle of wine, that's certainly a very warm, friendly gesture. As a matter of fact, I can give you non-food items. It'll also be a wonderful, friendly gesture. Well, when you have a birthday party, you only like, when you're 8 years old, you only like the kids who brought you cupcakes, not the kids who brought you a toy? No. And as we get older, we have more sophisticated toys. Ribui Reyes is giving someone something that he likes. Lav dafka food. Food is one thing that people like. People like other things also. So the question of what you give, so that seems to fit into this Chakira. Is it about providing for the Suda, or which is much more specific, or is it more broadly about making a friendly gesture? Another issue is timing. When Ramad said it has to be by Yom, not by Laila. Bar Heitev, though, quotes a question deep into Sivkat and Zayin, here on page Kuf Samach Beis. Odinus Tapakti, he says, here's an interesting question. Let's say I want to send Mishloach Manos to someone who lives far away. It's not my town. It's before cars. So how am I going to send? I have a friend 100 miles away, 1,000 miles away. How am I sending Mishloach Manos? I'll ship it. When am I shipping it? Right? If I want to get it on Purim, I'm obviously shipping it days, weeks, months before. Am I yotzei Mishloach Manos? Does it have to do with the? In other words, let's analyze. There's a zman for the mitzvah, a zman for the act of sending, or the zman for the reception. It's interesting. So if you think it's about providing for the suda, clearly the point that he has to have it. If you think it's about the friendly gesture, so then yesh la'ayin. Is it when he receive the friendly gesture, or when I make the friendly gesture? And let's come back to the Ramah that we had left off with, that surprising Rama. As a matter of fact, before we go to that, Bar Hetiv even asked the question, I send you meat, it turns out that's treifa. I send you meat, then we're going to the internal organs, it turns out it's a treifa. Am I yotze or not? So that definitely speaks to this question of, the gesture was certainly there. But beyond the question of what I send, and when I send, and there's some deal in poskim also, if I live in Yerushalayim, I'm sending it to someone who lives outside of Yerushalayim, or vice versa. So does the Zman follow the sender or the recipient? And now let's talk about the Ramah. The Ramah had said, and the Chassam Sofer was shocked, pre-Chadosh didn't agree. I gave you, I tried, Rabbi, but he didn't accept it. Yotze. Again, a beautiful act of Avos Hashem and Avos Yisrael. And maybe if there's no one else to give to, okay, so Anos Racham HaPatshim, but if there's someone else to give to, how is that Yotze by trying? So now that he doesn't want to accept, that's sad, and maybe that relationship needs some care, or maybe that particular fellow needs some care, whatever it is, but you weren't Yotze yet, so go find someone else who's willing to accept Mishalach Manos. So, the answer is the Ramah might be assuming, what did I do? What did I accomplish if he didn't accept it? So here's the Vart. Another way of thinking, another way of formulating the question of am I providing for your Suda by making a friendly gesture is it about my Maisa or is it about the impact? Is it about accomplishing the Totzah? Providing for the Suda, I have to provide for the Suda. But a friendly gesture, even if it never lands, I made a friendly gesture. Which, if you like, is it a chavis gavra, a chavis chafta? Is it a chavis maisa, a chavis totza? Which might relate to the question of a ben yudal sent to ben tezvav, or vice versa. Is it more about the sender or the recipient? And it may also explain the Ramah. What do you mean yotza? I tried. No, you didn't just try. You did it. What did you do? You offered Mishalach Manos. He didn't take it. Nebuch. But if you understand like the Truman Zadesh and the Rambam, the mitzvah is to provide. If he doesn't get it, so you didn't provide. It's a chovas totzah. But if you see it as ribui reyus, so then one can argue it's a chovas maisa. I was friendly. Unfortunately, he's not in a place to receive that properly. Okay, so he needs more TLC than I can give him at the moment when I'm running around Mishalach Manos. We'll have to circle back. I have to spend more time with him or find the right person to help him. But I did my mitzvah. My mitzvah was to make a friendly gesture. I did make a friendly gesture. And finally, Rabbi Daniel Tzvi Feldman Shlita points out this might also be pshat in everyone's favorite Binyan Tzion. The Mishneh Berurah made this Binyan Tzion famous that you need. Says maybe you have to send Al Yedei Shaliach. Maybe you cannot give it yourself. Which is pretty shocking because usually the Gemara has a rule that I can only make a shaliach for something that I'm empowered to do myself. If I don't have the power to do the mitzvah myself, how can I give you agency? I can hand over to you the power I have to do myself. I can do this transaction myself. I can ask you to do it on my behalf. It's true the language is mishloach manos, sending manos, but how do you understand that? So Rabbi Feldman suggested that maybe we all know about regifting, right? So it's more intentional if I actually send it to you. If I see you and give you Mishloach Manos, it's never 100% clear that I originally intend for that. I got up this morning intending to give you Mishloach Manos, or in the moment I saw you, I gave you something. But if I send it via messenger, so this is clearly intentional. It's like sending someone a handwritten card. You get a card from someone, an actual physical paper card, it means someone thought about you in advance and went shopping and went to the store and found a card and wrote a note and mailed it to you. That's a lot more than getting a text or an email. And that's part of why. Because it shows intentionality. It shows that you care. From the Ribui Reyes perspective, it's far more significant. Halacha lemaisa, you should be giving actual manos. So here's what I recommend, halacha lemaisa. You're all over bar mitzvah, you're all chayv mishloach manos ishrei. You don't have to give to 20 friends, or you can give to 20 friends, nash. But you should seek to give to at least one person on your list two items of actual su'uda food. Bread, jerky, pickles, something, the sort of food that you might conceivably, hummus, something you might actually serve at a suda, and you're providing, not only being friendly, but you're also, because that is the approach, in the standard approach in Shulchan Aruch. Shtaka bizochem, to the Simcha, and to the Ribu Reyes.